From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carol Van Dam. Submarines are working 5,000 feet underwater to retrofit a new and improved cap on the blown-out well in the Gulf of Mexico. Meantime, millions of gallons of crude is flowing unencumbered straight into the Gulf and will continue to do so for at least 2 days. That's the price of putting a tighter-fitting cap on the leaking well. BP officials say they won't know if the delicate operation will be a success until Monday at the earliest. While BP works to replace the containment cap, demonstrators held protests against the oil giant in several American cities on Saturday. NPR's David Shaper says one of them was New Orleans.
BP kills! BP spills! BP
Under a steady kills! Rain, a few dozen people gathered on the steps across from Jackson Square in New Orleans, while tourists under umbrellas passed them by, though a handful stopped to show support. While many of the protesters directed their anger at BP and the federal government, Dan Thalen of the Catholic Worker of New Orleans is equally frustrated with what he sees as a growing apathy toward the disaster.
Living in New Orleans, so many people feel disempowered in this situation, and my firm belief is that there's something everybody can do in this situation. We all use oil. We can all look at becoming less dependent on oil. And we need to keep shouting at the top of our lungs until we all wake up, because right now it's an oil sleep that we're in.
Similar protests were held in Cincinnati, Chicago, Milwaukee, Sacramento, and other cities around the country. David Shaper, NPR News, New Orleans.
President Obama says the country must do more for veterans with post-traumatic stress disorder, or PTSD. The administration plans to release new regulations on Monday to make it easier for vets to get help.
They've been required to produce evidence proving that a specific event caused their PTSD. And that practice has kept the vast majority of those with PTSD who served in non-combat roles, but who still waged war, from getting the care they need. Well, I don't think our troops on the battlefield should have to keep notes just in case they need to apply for a claim.
A study last year by the RAND Corporation estimates that nearly 20% of returning vets have PTSD symptoms. Governors facing smaller budgets and a slow economic recovery in their states are once again calling on Washington to provide some help. Some say they need financial help even if it adds billions of additional dollars to the federal deficit. Republicans and Democrats are struggling to come up with ways to fill their budget gaps as they meet for their summer gathering in Boston this weekend. The outgoing chairman of the National Governors Association, Vermont's Republican Governor Jim Douglas, says governors have done what they can to get through their budget woes, and they still need help. A Los Angeles police bomb squad has removed two live Korean War-era military bombs from a house in the northern suburbs. A man found the bombs on Saturday while cleaning out his parents' garage. That according to the police department. From Washington, you're listening to NPR News. A California fire department is using a first-of-its-kind iPhone application. Sherry Lawson of member station WNKU reports that students from Northern Kentucky University helped design the program.
The Fire Protection District in San Ramon, California this week began using an iPhone application that provides a virtual window into the district's 911 dispatch center. Fire Chief Richard Price says the software allows the district to communicate with its mobile population during disasters via their devices and holds great promise for emergency service providers. The chief says students at Northern Kentucky University did the core engineering for the app.
People write reviews of applications, users, and it's getting almost exclusively top five-star ratings, which is very rare. Almost every review is outstanding.
Users of the free iPhone app called Fire Department can view active incidents and set preferences to be notified on incidents by category, listen to dispatch radio, and view photo galleries of significant events. For NPR News, I'm Sherry Lawson in Highland Heights, Kentucky.
Japan's ruling coalition could lose control of Parliament's upper house in Sunday's election. If that happens, efforts to scale back the country's massive public debt could be delayed. It could also mean Parliament would look to replace Prime Minister Naoto Kan. Half of the 242 seats in Japan's upper house are up for grabs. The ruling Democratic Party of Japan would still retain control of the lower house, but a weak showing could make it more difficult to pass legislation in the future. The head of an Aborigine who was a warrior some 175 years ago has now been laid to rest in his homeland. The head had been on display in a museum in England for 100 years before it was buried in an English cemetery. It's been returned to Australia in 1997. I'm Carol Van Dam in PR News.